Other than the new guitar, I thought it sounded good.
I know.
No, it's working awesome. It's awesome, buddy.
I got my drummer, so we'll get back to that.
The only thing we're not doing is that little kind of stop hesitation and then coming back in. But I mean, the song's great without it. It's just they do this little thing right in the middle.
I was hearing it.
Did you hear it? Okay. Maybe I wasn't paying attention then.
But we weren't muting in that last section there at all.
That's performance ready right there. Yeah, that sounded great.
If we do a demo, we'll feel differently about it. If we perform live, I think we're good.
All right, are we finally going to do Boulevard for the first time in 2 months?
Oh, boy. We got a lot of work to do. I'm learning a whole new part, and I'm going to take over what he does.
Okay. Hey Siri, play Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
setting or something that softens
the... I've got so fucking many settings on it. Are you thinking it's too choppy?
It's too choppy, yeah. It needs to be softened up just a little bit.
Alright, try this.
Maybe a little bit of this much. Just a little bit.
That's a danger sitting by the box.
Because when it goes into the vibrato, the distortion is given a really hard chop.
But it's like really, it's like crunchy, so you dip it in. It's like the scotch,
yeah,
so you dip it in to soften it up.
I hooked up my distortion pedal. I was using the amp distortion.
Yeah, it's heavy distortion with Tremolo. Yeah, it's tough to go there when you're... It's like, okay, that whole chocolate aisle.
Distortion's just a little high order. That's the treble.
Yeah, I'm just, it's a power chord with just two strings. It's not a full strum. You just get it.
Yeah, that
there you go. Typically, the tremolo comes out of the effects loop is what you should
do. So you're saying put distortion in front of the effects loop or behind it?
The typical effects chain
the
is
modulation stuff is
you've
after.
You've got
you want it before or after?
Typically, drive distortion's the first part of your chain, then you go into modulation, then you go into tremolo.
Right. Hang on just a second, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure on yours, but like on Jill's amp, you have an FX chain on the back side of the amp, right?
Yeah.
So, like on an amp, you have distortion that allows you to put the FX after that.
Yeah.
Because you have that.
How's that sound? Does that sound okay?
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Let me know if I got this wrong.
It's like, wow.
Maybe it's an A chord.
That's way better.
Yes. That's brilliant.
That's it.
Distorting the fact instead of affecting the distortion makes it, does make a difference.
So, do you hit it on one, two, or just one, two?
I do it on every, so when I'm playing it is. Then the tremolo bleeds off and it's not continuous.
So Larry, I'm watching you. I'm trying to get the beat off of you when you're doing that, so make sure I'm listening.
Should we try this?
No. Shoot. That should be good.